Our scripture passage for today comes from 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 21. Listen now for God's holy word. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loves us so much, we ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent his Son as the Savior of the world. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we have boldness on the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and those who fear have not reached perfection in love. We love because he first loved us. Those who say, I love God, and hate their brother or sister are liars. For those who do not love a brother or a sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. And the commandment we have from him is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. The grass may wither and the flowers may fade, but the word of our God remains and abides forever. Thanks be to God, and let all God's people in their hearts say, Amen. In our passage for this morning, John has a lot to say about love. John makes the claim that God is love. And John explains how God's love for us and our relationship to God is based in God's love. And John implores us to understand how God's love for us leads us to love one another. John says that love comes from God. This idea that love comes from God was an idea this week that stuck out to me and seemed worth contemplating and pondering. What it made me think about is how we are created by God, and Scripture tells us that we are made in God's image. As those who believe in the Trinity, God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we understand that at the core of God's identity is an interplay of loving relationships. Christian thinkers throughout the centuries have reflected on how the persons of the Trinity, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, exist together in a loving relationship. In his very famous work on the Trinity, St. Augustine offered an idea of the three elements of a loving relationship to help his readers conceive of the Trinity. Augustine pointed out that in a loving relationship, you have the one who loves, you have their beloved, and you have the love that those two share together. These three, the lover, the beloved, and the love that binds them together, Augustine offered these three elements as three concepts to guide us in thinking about the Trinity. This concept of a lover, beloved, and their love is like a parable, rather than a strict definition. And other Christian writers have offered other analogies, parables, that help us to wrap our minds around the core of God's existence. My favorite concept to help us think about God and the love at the core of God's existence is an idea called perichoresis. Perichoresis. This term is a Greek word that essentially means dancing around. Perichoresis, dancing around. The word is a compound of two Greek words. The first, peri, means around, and the second word, choreia, describes a type of dance, a circular dance. Gregory of Nazianzus, a church father who lived at the same time as St. Augustine, used the idea of a perichoretic relationship to help explain or to enlighten the idea of the Trinity. Gregory was answering the question, what is at the core of God's existence? What is at the core of God's life? And his answer was that at the core of God's experience is a joyful, loving, intimate, and deeply engaging dance. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit exist as three friends, three family members, swirling around and dancing together in love. This dance is intimate. The members of the dance know the steps to take. They feed off one another's movements and energies. There is beauty and grace in their dance. The dance is shot through with a deep appreciation for those engaged and sharing in that dance. When I first learned about this ancient Christian idea of perichoresis, the dancing around of God the Trinity, this way of explaining the core of God's identity as a God of love, I think that I liked it so much because when I learned about it, I was living a chapter of my life where I was regularly enjoying the experience of dancing around with my beloved community. I was in college, and most weekends, my friends and I would attend house parties where late into the night, in the darkened family rooms of our friends' homes, in spaces that were lit with just a string of Christmas lights, we'd play our favorite music on these giant speakers that we had purchased from the local thrift store, and we would have our own perichoresis. We would have our own intimate and joyful time of dancing around together. Deep into the night, every weekend, we would turn the music up and we would dance. And our dances were fun and intimate, full of energy and love and joy and a deep appreciation for those who shared in the dance. When Jamie and I were married over 10 years ago now, we had a dance floor at our wedding reception. And we invited to that reception all of our best friends from college, especially those who weren't shy to get out on the dance floor. We made a playlist of our favorite songs, we strung up some Christmas lights, and late into the night, in the heat of an August evening, we danced. At our wedding, Jamie and I were there to promise and to celebrate our love for one another. But everyone there, family and friends together, we celebrated, we danced in part as an expression of our shared support, encouragement, joy, love, and appreciation for one another. Moments of dance, communal experiences of dancing together, they touch something deep inside of us. Many have had experience like these. Many have had wonderful times of dancing at weddings or anniversary parties. We sometimes have these experiences in worship when the music and the swaying in our pews, we feel a deep connection between one another. We have these perichoretic experiences elsewhere, at concerts and music shows, where crowds, sometimes tens or even hundreds of thousands of people, are joined together in a song and in a dance. And there is a feeling in those moments that everyone there is interconnected. There is something about music and dance that makes us realize something of the bedrock truth of our existence. That deep down, despite our differences, and despite those things that on the outside might seek to divide us, we are all connected, linked, and joined together. Before God created the heavens and the earth, in the timeless eternity before God called forth time and creation, what was the experience of God's inner life? What was it like for God before there was an Eden? Before there were parrots and panthers and people to love? Did God exist, as some have thought, as a singular point of perfect light? Was God unmoved, simple, singular, and still? Was God sitting on a cloud humming a perfect note in solitude? Gregory of Nazianzus and other church fathers would say, no way, no way. Before creation, God was love. And what that means is that God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they were dancing. They were having a wonderful time together. This seems right to me. that before creation, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit were engaged in a dance of love, a dance that was so wonderful and beautiful that God knew that God must bring into the dance more dancers. A dance that was so wonderful and beautiful that God decided and knew that it was only best for more dancers to join in the perichoresis, more beings to share in that dance of love. And so God called forth creation. John tells us in 1 John chapter 4, "Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God." At the core of God's existence is love, the perfect, unbreakable, and eternal love that unites God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. When we dance, we feel connected. We sense something common in everyone engaged in that dance, and we share a common, and it's because we share a common source that we are made by a loving God, a God who is eternally engaged in a dance of love. We were made in the image of that God, and so, in a sense, we are most ourselves when we too are engaged in a dance of love with one another. Now, I should note and come clean that Gregory's description of God's inner life as a dance is not meant to be taken strictly literally. It's a parable that helps us to grasp at something of a mysterious nature. The perichoretic dance is a parable of God's inner life, and as God has shared God's life with us through our Savior Jesus Christ and through the power of God's Holy Spirit, as we have been drawn into God's life, into God's family through the adopted love of God, so does this idea of the dance of love become a parable for our life together as a church. Literal dancing is wonderful. It's great. I love to dance. And we would do well as a church community to have experiences of dancing together. But the idea of a dance, the parable of the dance, the parable of dancers sharing a dance floor, moving together in rhythm and in beat, it is a parable for our lives together as a church. Throughout 1 John chapter 4, John's message to us is that God is love. And because of God's love for us, so we should love one another. It is likely that John was fighting a controversy in his own church. It seems that there were those who were so devoted to trying to learn about God that they were disregarding their relationships with the fellow dancers, the community of people whom God had put around them. They were trying so hard to learn about the God of dance that they were disregarding the dance partners that God had put right there on the dance floor with them. John explains that if we really know and understand God, if we really abide in God and God really abides in us, the result is that we love one another. God is love. God is engaged in a dance of love. And we who know God, we who have danced with God and experienced that love, we see one another and everyone in this world as fellow dancers on the stage of life. This past year and longer has been very difficult, a very difficult chapter in the life of our church together. We were made to dance, and for so long our dancing has been awkward and constricted and interrupted. Today, we give thanks because we are emerging in a new way back to the dance floor. We still mourn. We mourn the dances that we have missed along the way. But today, as with any day, we can give thanks for the love that God has shown to us. And we can continue to do our best to see one another and everyone in God's world as fellow dancers on the stage of life. Thanks be to God. Amen.